As tomorrow's deadline for a baseball strike comes closer, fans used to getting the short end of the stick, that would be those around Chicago's Wrigley Field, are trying to hit one out of the park. Spurred on by a local bar owner, the Major League Baseball Fans Union has formed, and they say they're going to take the major leagues to court. Todd Hyatt calls his union the MLBFU and says that 2,000 people have joined his website petition for a boycott and a class action lawsuit.
The premise of the suit is going to be a class action suit on behalf of the fans and of anybody that purchased tickets to any games for this season. The idea of it being that they purchased the tickets with the plan that there would have been playoffs or a World Series and a climax to the season, and by not having that, that was not part of the agreement of them purchasing the ticket, and we're going to actually go for a refund on behalf of those people.
Isn't that a bit like saying, I bought stock in the company and you went bust?
And if you bought stock in the company and they went bust, you'd be going after them too.
So how can you hold the baseball commissioner or the baseball leagues accountable?
Well, because they sold the ticket to the fans with the promise of a full season and of a possibility of a World Series. And in the instance of in Chicago, for example, this weekend we have the Cubs have a series on Friday with St. Louis. Many people come in from St. Louis. Probably a third of the people in Wrigley Field are from St. Louis to see that game. They have booked hotel reservations. But in the case of plane flights that are non-refundable, these are all things that we believe should be collectible.
Well, it seems like a great rallying cry, but just in case you are thrown out of court, is there some sort of moral suasion you might have? Maybe refrain from purchasing baseball memorabilia.
I think the whole issue is brought on a moral situation that you know, and morals and baseball haven't gone together since my grandfather was going to the game. But it's all being done as a show that this just is not acceptable. That the fans have been ignored after the last strike of 94-95. Probably 30% of the fan base was lost at that point, but everybody ended up seeming to go back. And this time, you know, I'm looking at the guest book on our website, and the rallying cry with these hundreds of people is all the same, that we've just had enough, and we're hoping at this last minute in the final hour that they will listen to us and listen to the fans and not go on strike, because they're going to kill the sport, and I'm really afraid that is going to happen.
Now, you've got a bar not very far from the field. Are you worried that people will stop coming in if there's a strike?
Well, of course we are. A good percentage of our business at Trader Todd's is from baseball. We about triple our staff in anticipation of every home game. And, it will hurt us. And ultimately, when the sport gets hit real bad after the strike and nobody goes back, that's going to hurt us as well. That's not our only business, but it's the part of the business that I like the most.
Todd, thank you very much for talking with us.
Thank you very much, Jackie.
Todd Hyatt is the owner of Trader Todd's, a bar near Wrigley Field in Chicago.